And good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining my podcast video. My name is Phemelo Mhlanga, and I mean, it is such a beautiful Monday afternoon. It is Family Day, also known as Easter Monday, and it is so beautiful. Still in the midst of a lockdown. I believe that this was meant to be the last week of lockdown. However, as a result, we found the lockdown being extended, and everyone was just freaking out about that. And I mean, it's just a matter of now just trying to make the most of the situation and, you know, understanding the fact that, you know, what's being done at this point is necessary measures for the pandemic to actually be kept to. However, this is one battle that we are definitely going to win one way or the other. The only uncertain thing at this point, it is timing. So while we're at that, I just thought that, you know, why not have conversations? Because I'm a radio personality, and I mean, I just thought about that. As a result of the pandemic, I find myself home, my radio station particularly isn't open for the duration of the lockdown, and that's why I chose to actually have these conversations with you guys and start Love Theory podcast. And by Love Theory, I mean I feel like the name itself is kind of like speaks for itself as a giveaway. And if you did listen to the trailer as well, you know what Love Theory is all about. Love Theory is going to be all about speaking about our experience with love. And by this, I'm not just referring to love, trying to find love, a love partner. However, I'm also speaking about love to your parents, love to your friends. But bottom line is that we all kind of like chasing love somehow. We want to feel the need to be loved. Like, we want to feel contentment, because sometimes you do find something of that nature. However, it is just never enough. It is never enough to a certain extent. So just before I actually dive into anything at all, I just felt like, you know, let this first episode be about you understanding me and understanding why, of all things, I would actually go for Love Theory and choose to want to speak about Love Theory. All right. Number one, I am a senior accounting student, and I'm originally from Mahikeng in the Northwest and currently reside in Cape Town. And my experience with love has been, I mean, like everyone else's, I feel like it has its ups and downs. And for me particularly, I feel like there was a point where I felt like, you know, I'm not worthy of love, and I felt so rejected by the world that I'm just a reject, that I will never be good enough to be kept. Like, it got to a point that led me to suicidal thoughts, that led me to writing poetry, because of I was so desperate to be loved and I wanted love so much. And I got a wake-up call this one time when I realized, you know, when you just wake up this one time in like and this is just after like my suicide attempt, one that actually really nearly went through. And I reflect back at it, I'm like, what am I doing to myself? What am I doing? Why am I putting myself through this pain? And at that very same day, I came across a quote that said that I shoot myself because if I love you. But if I loved myself, I would be shooting you. Wow. This quote, like seeing it on the day, I was like, wow. So all this time, it has always been about the fact that I do not love myself enough. I never felt enough. I thought, okay, maybe if this person can love me, you know, if they can love me, this and that. However, it can never be. No one can never love you until you learn to love yourself. And that's the thing. Energy is something that is very infectious. Love, as well as connection, as well as rejection, relations rather, they go far beyond just how someone looks, how someone perceives, how someone treats you. Trust me, you can be the best person in the world. You can buy someone flowers, buy them chocolate, and be so present and look beautiful and all that. However, if you do not really love yourself, it will never work out, irrespective of how much you do. Because the thing about it is, because of the desire to want to be loved, you maybe end up trying too hard to actually prove yourself worthy of being loved. You know, you're trying to be seen for people to see that I'm capable of loving, love me, love me, love me. And desperation does not look good on anyone. It doesn't. And maybe I found myself reaching that point of desperation where I was so desperate to be loved that I was prepared to do anything. I was prepared to take out my last cent to look cool, to look classic, to look like the type of person you would actually like to date. And the sad part about it is that in that process, I started losing myself. I lost so much of myself along the way, and it isn't cute. It wasn't cute at all. And it became a thing of realizing that, boy, you are enough. You are enough. I know that I've said it to myself 1,000 times before. I've always sat down and said to myself that, you know what, I'm worthy of love, I'm enough, this and that. However, I find myself going back to that same cycle, doing that same thing over and over again. I was kept in the cycle of always finding the need to go out there and find somebody. However, I took a moment and said, you know what, I'm enough. And I feel like this lockdown as well was very important to happen to most of us, because it really forces us to face ourselves. It forces us to look into ourselves, to introspect, to spend time with yourself. Because imagine if you are actually forcing someone so much to love you, to be there and prove worthy of your time. It means that you can't even tolerate yourself. You can't love yourself. You can't be with yourself. But the lockdown has literally forced us to be with ourselves, to face ourselves every morning, to go and dive into our minds, into our thinking, etc. and etc. And I think that is a very beautiful thing psychologically to happen to us, most of us, that is, as much as it might have been a disadvantage to some. However, I feel like the world needed a break. We all needed to be put in that corner. So parents call it the naughty corner, but we all needed to be put in the naughty corner, to think of all the things that we've done, to think of how you've lived your life, how you've treated other people, how you've treated yourself, how you have spread love. Because love is the greatest of them all. There's faith, there's hope, but the greatest of them all, it's love. And how we love is very important. It is very, very important. So that's my story of love. I've found myself, I've been in very unfortunate situations and in relationships where I've put myself out there so much. I've sacrificed so much of myself in need of that to be reciprocated back at me. However, it has never been the case, and I felt like I'm wrong. It's me. Why me? However, I realized that, you know what? It's about time that I put myself first. I know I've said it many times before, but now I have to really put myself first. I have to really love myself enough to know that I'm enough for myself. And that comes with acknowledging the fact that I am going to continue to feel things. By that, I mean that all those people from my past, I'm going to wake up some morning and I'm going to feel like I miss this person. I'm going to feel some amount of hate. However, the thing about such feelings is that they are inevitable. They are always going to be there. But what matters is when you wake up in the morning, do you allow yourself to dive into those feelings and let them define what your day is going to be? Or are you going to wake up in the morning, acknowledge them completely, that yes, I feel these things. Don't try to be proud and say, oh no, I can. You are feeling them. It is inevitable that that is happening to you. However, you wake up in the morning and choose that this is going to be a beautiful day. You wake up with a grateful heart that it is going to be a beautiful day, and I am going to spread love. It is the wolf that you feed on every single day that determines what your day is going to be like. And sometimes there will be those days where you need to feed that wolf, or that wolf of sad emotions that overwhelms you, because we need to let it out once in a while. But let it only be that once in a while, not every day. Every day must be a joyous, beautiful, peaceful day. And even when it happens once in a while, it mustn't be for so long. Allow yourself to feel, to take it out, and then start feeding your wolf that is actually going to be improving you, bringing you nothing but happiness and contentment. It all comes down to you accepting yourself fully and understanding the fact that you are worthy. You are everything. It begins now. I'm challenging you right now to begin to love yourself. I'm challenging you right now to take this moment to introspect on how you have continuously loved other people, how you have let other people have hurt you, turn you into a person that you are not, a person you never were. Think about it. Take a moment to think about your journey. Think about how you've loved other people. Think about that. Think about how you continue to treat other people in your life. Do you treat them the way you would like to be treated? Do you think that you treating them that way, what is it planting in them? Is it that going to result in someone else being hurt and it become a cycle? Honesty. Sometimes, yes, honesty, communication, those things are very important. Speak to people. Love. And if you feel like you cannot reciprocate that love, it's okay. But like, you must be grateful for it. And you must show, you must say, like if someone, for example, I've been in situations where people love me and I do not love them. But I would say that, you know, thank you. Thank you for loving me that way. It is unfortunate that I cannot love you the way that you want me to love, but thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate your love. Be that person. Spread kindness more than anything else. Having that said, have a beautiful, beautiful day. Thank you so much for tuning into my podcast. This is my first episode ever. And more to come. And of course, if you have anything that you would like me to actually chat about, or maybe if you would like me to feature you on my podcast, please, please do leave me a message or simply find me on social media. My Facebook is Pimelo Mhlanga. At Instagram, I'm at master_zar. Master_zar. Or simply as well, find me on Twitter. I'm at Pimelo61. Thank you so much and have a beautiful day.